Try to analyze that. How many bad habits have I quit so far? Try to do that analysis on a regular basis. That today I quit that bad habit and adopted this good one. Well, I would suggest you should write down. On top, give it a heading of good habits. When you're listing down good habits, you can write generosity, you can write speaking truth. It is also surely a good habit to offer 5 daily salah. And further, you can write forgiving others' mistakes, patience, tolerance, forbearance. And furthermore, you can write smiling, which is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pleasing someone's heart, inviting others towards righteousness. Like this, try to list down all good habits. Once this list is done, then write other side bad habits. And also write down all the bad habits, like telling lie is a bad habit, and backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, and furthermore, hurting others' feelings, surely a worst habit. Not offering salah is no doubt a bad habit. Whereas in good habits, you can write down various forms of worships, tasbih, salah, recitation of Quran. These are few examples which we can list down. My humble suggestion is that you should make a list, write all good and bad habits. Now, once you've done that, then comes the analysis. Now, this is a general list. In making lists, you don't need to focus yourself. You just write good and bad habits. And of course, you won't be able to write all good and all bad habits when you start writing them down. But many bad and good habits will come on paper in front of you. Then analyze what are your shortcomings. These good habits are not present in my personality. If present, then they are to the extent of very less degree. For example, people have very low temperament, get angry very quickly. If you think that you've got this temperament issue, try to work and remove this bad quality from your personality. Likewise, keep on looking at your list where improvements are needed, and also that how can I add more good qualities within my personality and work for that. Or you can also list down merits and demerits of good or bad company and benefits of treating your relatives well and disadvantages of not having good ties with your relatives. And if you want one shortcut, then I can share that. Try to get hold of a booklet called 72 Pious Deeds. In this booklet, many do's and don'ts are mentioned. Many good and bad habits are mentioned. I'm sure, inshallah, you'll find that very helpful. Do try to get hold of that booklet and act upon.